Hello, I'm Sarah Heath and you're listening to 10 Minutes for the Planet on English Waves. Closed off from the rest of the world for so many years, the second half of the 20th century saw China forge through to become the world's number one economy that it is today. The introduction of free market reforms in 1979 launched a massive period of growth, which meant that by 1990, China produced around 3% of global manufacturing. But in the following 20 years, this figure grew to 25%. To put that into context, statistics compiled for a story by the National Geographic magazine several years ago showed that China produced 80% of the world's air conditioners, 70% of its mobile phones, and 60% of its shoes. The World Bank described Chinese economical growth as the fastest sustained expansion by a major economy in history. This staggering rise has provided employment for the Chinese population, improving their standard of living. But what are the effects to the environment? All this production has made China the top energy consumer worldwide, and 30% of CO2 emissions are produced by this vast nation. The Chinese government is aware of the impact its phenomenal production levels is having on the planet. In 2010, the Chinese Ministry for the Environment implemented an environmental census, which reported that there were 5.9 million sources of pollution across the country. Last year, that figure had jumped to 9 million, of which 7.4 million originated from factories, many of which were not complying to government guidelines on emissions. Aside from resulting negative effects on climate, air pollution is a serious cause for concern for human health. The World Health Organization estimates that around 7 million people die from the effects of poor air quality around the world each year. Smog in major Chinese cities became so bad prior to the 2013 guidelines that aerial photographs could barely make out even the tallest skyscrapers in many of them. Poor air quality is usually measured by atmospheric particulate matter, or PM. It is often referred to as fine particles, which are measured under a microscope. The particles causing the most concern to human health are PM2.5, which measure about 3% of the diameter of a human hair and can easily be inhaled by humans. The majority of these fine particles are emitted from power plants, car exhausts, aeroplanes, and agricultural burning. And the main culprit? Coal. Electricity production, manufacturing, and the construction industry use enormous quantities of this unenvironmentally friendly fossil fuel, with one study reporting that more coal was used in the 700-kilometre radius around Beijing than in the entire United States. And in another example, cement production alone is responsible for 10% of the country's total emissions, which is ninefold what India produces. The government is putting strategies in position to combat the environmental damage being created. Drastic measures were quickly implemented and have seen impressive improvements. In Beijing, the average concentration of PM2.5 was reduced to 58 micrograms per cubic meter, compared to 90 in 2013. The World Health Organization stipulates a level of 10 micrograms per cubic meter. They have also pledged to reduce the use of coal as their main source of energy to 58% of total consumption by 2020 and want to shift the focus of its economy to less climate-affecting industries such as services. And there is reason to be hopeful at the radical measures the Chinese are taking. According to the United Nations Environment Programme, They are up there with very few other countries who will successfully make the target set by the 2015 Paris Agreement to reduce carbon emissions. In case the view is that the buck stops at China's door, it would do well to remember that if we want stuff, they will make it. Reduce the demand and the pressure on the environment from excessive production will therefore also automatically decrease. We are all in this together. The environment has little regard for political borders. Tune in next week for more stories on the environment, here on English Waves.